between Rabbanan Gong and Rabbanan the Hashta, and then the Rosh himself. What's the din if a husband appoints a goy to deliver the get to a shliach, Jewish shliach, that should be delivered to the woman? So the Rav Chanino Egon says that it's a psul min haTorah because it has to be from the husband or from the shliach of the husband that's Jewish. But if it's a biad goy, the whole thing becomes psul min haTorah. And then he quotes Rabbanan Dehashta that say it's only a psul l'chachila b'dyavid to get his kosher. And he compares it to the case on Daf Yud where you have Jewish Eidei Mesira and Goyish Eidei Chasima that it's mezuyif mitocho l'chachila b'dyavid, it's kosher. Probably because somehow the Jewish Eidei Mesira offset the fact that there are goyim signed on the get, and also offset the fact that a goy was delivering it, that there was a goy involved. And then the Rush points out himself a third sheet where he claims that the get is kosher, and it's not a problem. And then he closes with the Yushalmi that says that the get would be possible, it's not even in any reyach get. And then the Gos Ashri quotes that was the minig in Europe, that many times a Baal would give the get to a goy and would deliver it to a Jewish shliach, and then the Jewish shliach would deliver it to the woman. So there's a machloikis here as to whether this get is kosher or not. So Lekutei Chavrei Ben Chaim wants to say, according to the Rosh, that the get is kosher. Why is it kosher? Because we view the goy's involvement as being like a maisa kof. And therefore, it's not a problem at all, and the get is going to be kosher. Whereas the first two sheets, or at least the first sheet of Chinenoi Gon, says it's possible because of Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka. Because Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka means that as long as the Baal is not the only one involved, or his shliach, if anyone else is involved and a goy can't be a shliach, then it's a problem of Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka. Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka means that if there's a gap between the Baal giving over to the woman, that will be a chisar in the nesin, and that's called Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka. The Rush will respond, no, that Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka, the chisaron is at the time of the chalos aget. If the woman is playing the active role and the Baal is not being noisane, at the time of the chalos aget, then it's a chisaron. But if you back it up earlier, where you involve a goy, that's not going to be a problem because you're not holding by the time of the chalos aget at that time, and therefore it will not be a problem of Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka. So that's a very important machloikis that the Rush quotes in Siman Chav Zayin in the second parak. So it could be that maybe the Gemara held in the Havamina that maybe the woman that is bringing the get is only acting as a Maisa Kof Ba'alman or Maisa, just like the non-Jew that was bringing in. Therefore, I would add a Havamina read that Mishnah that it's no Raya that she's a what? She's a good Shliach Laholacha because it's not considered to be a real Shliach, it's a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. And therefore, the Gemara says, no, that's not the way you read the Mishnah, and that's how maybe we can Medayak in Rashi. V'hasa Malachi Diktani Lahavi. Lahavi means that it's a real Shliach. It's a real Shliach, it's not a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. We're going to get back, Blin Eder, to this machloikis regarding this. Actually, let's just mention it now. The Gemara in the next staff on Samach Gimel has a Havamina. But before we get to Samach Gimel, just the pshat in the Gemara, what's the din in the case of Rabba Bar Avua? The woman appointed a shliach lahava. The shliach lied and said that he was a shliach lakabbalah. And the husband said, hey, look, kamash amra, adabur didei, kasamach, he trusted the shliach. He thought when he gave the get to the shliach that the shliach was a shliach, as he lied, he thought it was a shliach lekabbalah, and it turned out he was lying, it really was a shliach lavah. So the psak is ainu megureshes. So I just want to point out, what does it mean ainu megureshes? What does ainu megureshes mean? From what time is it ainu megureshes? So I think that would be totally on that Rosh and that Rav Chanina going. According to the Rav Chanina going, it's possible from the very outset when the husband gave it to who he thought was a shliach lekabbalah, it wasn't a shliach lekabbalah. The shliach was a shliach lahava. So at that time already, there's been a gap created. So at that time, the get is possible. Whereas according to the Rosh, the chisaron of Tli Gitach is only the time of the chalois get. So the get will be possible when she actually gets the get. Then it's possible because why? At that time, he's not taking an active role. At the time of the chalos again, it'll be Tli Gitach Me'agabe Akarka. So you'll tell me, L'may Nafkemin, who cares when it's possible? I think the Nafkemin will be on the next staff on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. When the Gemara presents, what'll be the din if it would be Megureshes in that case of Nachem Bar Avua? So the Gemara has a Havamina. Why would it be Megureshes? Because there's an Umduna. What's the Umduna? The umdinun is like kind of like you can the husband can toggle that he wants to divorce the woman, so he thinks that she's a what the shliach is a shliach lekabbalah, but if it turns out the shliach lahava, then he'll go with it. The Gemara had havmin nusin ain of legorsh, it should be good. So I'm saying that havamina that you could create that umdinun that he'll go with whichever the shliach is in order that the get will be get is only shaykh if you hold kli gitich is going to be chisaron by the end. By the chalois aged, if you hold the tligitach as a chisaron from the very outset when there's a gap, then mechatesi you can make this umdudu de muchach, and you can make this umdudu and say nasanein of the garsha. And the Gemara Taka says the maskana toy that he made a mistake. So if you learn like the Rosh that the problem of tligitach is only at the time of chalois aged, the havamin was good havamin, and the Gemara backs out of it and says no that's wrong. And according to the other sheet of Chaninoi Gon. It was always you never could have that hav. I mean, in the Gemara Skufa saying that lefi the maskana, that's what means hachatoy. So it might not be a nafkamina when the psul is, but it might be a nafkamina if you could even fathom that umduna of nasan ein of legorsha. If you hold nasan ein legorsha, how could you hold that? If you hold it tligitik sarun, even by the husband giving it to a gap in the middle, then you couldn't make such an umduna. If you hold tligitik sarun by the chaloy saged, then there's what to pilpul with, and you could make such an umduna. Okay, I just want to continue on in the Maskanas HaGemara, and then we'll go back to Tli Gitech. The Gemara then says that there's another Mishnah. Rav Ashi says, I have another Mishnah to prove that a woman could be a Shlich Olacha. That's the Mishnah that a Isha Atzma Mevias Gita, as long as she says, B'fanei Nech B'fanei Chvi, Kimna B'Halacha. So, Nachamol, you could ask the same Kasha that Eitan in Matan asked me. Why is it that the Gemara didn't know this? So I was thinking to say the following mahalach. What was the havamin at least? Perhaps, maybe one could say that one could have been masber this Mishnah that is talking about a shliach lekabbalah. And the woman was divorced already. She's just bringing it to Beis Din is a raya ba'alma. So you'll tell me, mechatesa, shliach lekabbalah says, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? So the Ran in the beginning of the Masechta is medayik from the first Rashi, or one of the first Rashis in the Mishnah, that only a shliach lo'olacha says b'fanei nechtav. Shliach lekabbalah, no, because it gets already given. But the Pnei Yehoshua discusses that it should be talui on Rashi and the Tosis. According to Tosis, that it's a las ba'alma, then once the get's given, okay, we won't say b'fanei nechtav. But according to Rashi, it's a real chshash amiti. So the Pnei Yehoshua says, you come out according to Rashi, we should be choshish even by a shliach lekabbalah, after the get's given, that the shliach lekabbalah should also say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So there is such a concept, according to the Pnei Yehoshua Lefi Rashi. Pnei Yehoshua goes on himself and says, we would never say b'fanei nechtav for a shliach lekabbalah, because we never would be ochre a get, based on a takana, a chachamim, if the get was given already. And the Darkei David says, Lefi Rashi, even if it's a chashash amiti, we're not choshish, the husband's going to be ma'ar after shliach lekabbalah. But what I want to bring out that the Pnei Yehoshua says, Lefi Rashi, there is such a possibility of a shliach lekabbalah saying b'fanei nechtav. So maybe you could have reread that Mishnah and said, you know what, it's not talking about a shliach lehalacha. So I'm a shliach lekabbalah saying b'fanei nechtav, and that maybe was the havamina. Then the Gemara says, no, v'ukim the b'halacha. That's a wrong way of reading the Mishnah, and it's talking about a shliach lehalacha. But that's a way of also doing away with what, with this Mishnah. And saying, explaining it away that maybe that was the havamina. There is another way, another comment point I just want to make. The Kikoyon Diyona writes, if we proved it already from the Reisha that a woman could be a Shliach Olacha, why do you have to prove it from another Mishnah? Because you could ding Zach on the Reisha and say that we're talking about a Shliach LaKabbalah Al Tanai, which is a Shliach LaHava, according to Rabbeinu Hananel. And that's another way. You could explain away the Reisha of the Mishnah. Isha Einan Emenes Lomer Meisbal Nemes LaHavi. It's not talking about a shliach laholacha. It's talking about a shliach lakabbalah al tanai, like the rabbi, like the sheet of the Ran, right? The Ran, the three sheetas, right? The Rambam writes you can have a pure shliach lahava. Woman can appoint a shliach lahava. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Hananel says it doesn't exist, and the Ran says John the Rambam means a shliach lakabbalah al tanai. So maybe you could explain that Mishnah. The Kikon Yonah says that the Reish was talking about a shliach lakabbalah al tanai. Sheds no light on our shiloh of a shliach laholacha. And therefore, that's why the race you can things out. That's why it's going to come onto the Seifa. And the Seifa, the Kikyon Yonah, says it has to be talking about a Shliach Lo'olacha. Because who else could make a Shliach Lo'olacha except the man? A woman can't make a Shliach Lo'olacha. But we ourselves said that maybe the Mishnah could be talking about a Shliach Lo'olacha, same with Fanei Nechtav. Okay, but nonetheless, Lamaisa, what I think is so important by saying what the Havamina was, is that there's Yerushalmi and Peya. In Pirik Dal Alachahe and in Maishasheni Pirikei Alachadala, the Taka seems to say that a woman cannot be a shliach halacha. A woman cannot be a shliach halacha against the maskana of our Gemara, of our Bavli. So what's the pshat? Isn't it against Mishnayos? Yushalmi can't be against Mishnayos? No, it's not. Because we were just Masber, we explained away these two Mishnayos, that these two Mishnayos are not talking about a what? A shliach halacha, and we could in fact be talking about what? A shliach lakabal. And maybe that's taka what the Yushalmi held against our Bavli, and what emerges is that a woman could not be a shliach halacha lefi the Yushalmi against the Bavli. So it's not just an exercise what we just did and what the Havamim was, what our Bavli didn't know the Mishnah. It could very well be that that was if Yushalmi held ledina halacha lemaisa. Okay, now regarding tli gidch me'agabe akarka, we pointed out that there are two mahalchim, either that it's a chisaron b'shas chalois, that the husband's not taking an active role, or it could be a chisaron earlier, that he's not the person involved or his shliach. There's someone else, like a goy, who cannot be a shliach. This din of tli gidch me'agabe akarka, the Ritva and daf chav dalet also, on chav dalet and aleph earlier, is masber, that's the bira dover in the klal and samach gimel of beis of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal. What is lo chazer shlichus etzel abal? You appoint a shlich lo halacha, that same man cannot be transformed into shlich like a kabbalah. Why not? Because he's got to be able to finish his shlichus, in a sense, report back. So if that shlich lo halacha becomes a shlich like a kabbalah, basically you haven't completed the nesina. So you haven't completed the nesina from the husband, and she's taking over. And when she takes over, it comes out there's nishkin nesina, and there's no nesina. And that's what the Ritva says is the beer in Lochazer Shlichus Eitzel Abal, because it's saying that the nesina of the husband was not consummated, and it wasn't even done, because the Shlich Lolacha becomes a Shlich Lokobala. So there was no nesina. She took over right in the middle, before his nesina was finished. And the Avnei Miluyim takes this din of Tli Gidch Me'agabe HaKarka, and his Masbir, that's the din really why Mechuber is a problem. If a guy writes a get on a piece of a leaf or something that's connected to the ground, and why is that possible? He owns the ground. Why can't he be makna her the karka with a kinyan chazaka? Why is that possible? Not a problem with chusar ketitza, because he's makna the whole piece of land. So the Avnei Miluyim says, you know why it's a problem? Because of tli gidch me'agabe hakarka. Because he's not giving her anything. There's no nesina. He's not giving her anything. Whereas Tosfos, later on in Ayin Zayin Amabez, the Gemara has the case by the Shechivei Ra and the Mordechai, say beferish that if a husband puts a get in his Rishus and is makdin the Rishus to her, Tosfos points out later on Ayin Zayin Amabez, it's not a problem of Tli Gitch Me'agabe HaKarka. Why not? So the Mordechai spells out because Gito V'yodo, Gito V'chatzer Boin Kachas. There, their husband did play in the scene. He gave her something. It was a virtual nesina. He gave her bailus on the karka. So if he gave her bailus on the karka, she received it. He played an active role, and therefore there's no chisor. Whenever you say gita v'yodo, gita v'chatzera boin kachat, it's not a problem of what? Of tli gitich me'avar karka, because he's a virtually giving her the bailus on the reshus. That's when the get is in the karka, but the get is metalplin. But if the get is part of the karka, then he's not giving a nesina. He's not doing any nesina. That's the chiddush of the Avnei Miluyim. So, tli gidch masbir the din of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal. It's also masbir says that according to the Ritva and according to the Ksos, it's masbir the chisaron of mechubar if the get was given when it was mechubar lekarka. Now, I just want to point out, and the Avnei Miluyim says this himself, that, and we'll get to this more lemaisa, but there's a whole discussion about tli shichurech me'al gabei hakarka. What's the din by tli shichurech me'agabe hakarka? So there's a Tosfos early on New Gimel and Aleph that has a scenario where the Adon tells the shliach lohalachu, who turns out to be a shliach lekabala because of the schus, pick up the shtar shichur off the table, and he dies before the shliach does it. Lo yitnu lachar misa. What does that imply? That if he would have what been alive, it would have been good. Why? He didn't give it over. So the Torah is getting in the Nesivis and Kuf Pehe Sifkanav from a Daik from the Tyson Yud Gimel Amanav that there is no chisarn of Tli Shichurech Me'agabe HaKarka. And the Avnei Miluyim quotes a Michtav Meliyahu, earlier Achron, that claims that also there's no chisarn of Tli Shichurech Me'agabe HaKarka. Why not? Because he claims Gitu V'yodon Boin Kachas. Gitu V'yodon Boin Kachas tells me there's no chisarn. Because when the Adon, when the Eved picks it up, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be like he's giving, the Adon's giving an active role by giving him his hand. So he's doing something. So it's not like the Eved's doing the whole thing. So I was very bothered by it. So why is there ever a problem of Tilgitach Me'agabe Akarka? By get. Why don't you get the Vonim by Kachas? So the Avnei Miluim is Masbir. The only you don't say get the vidon by kach. When a husband gives a get to the woman, she owns her own hand. The maskonas agamara and ayin chesem ayin zayin beis is that she's not chattel; she owns her own hand. By nevekinani, the other owns the hand. So when it comes to nevekinani, you always say get the vidon by kachas. By get isha, you only say that get the vchatzero by kachas. And like the Mordechai and Taisa said, if you're transferring bailus of reshuyos, then get the vidon by kachas. That solves kli gitich me'agabe akarka. But when you give the get to the woman, you don't have to command that you get me a gabe a carcass. You don't have to command a get to viona my carcass. It's fine. You're giving a get straight up to her. You're playing an active role. She's receiving it. It's not a. You don't have to. You don't. The Gemara says you don't say get to viona boin carcass. You say get to chatzero boin carcass, not get to viona boin carcass. That's the chiddush that the Avnei Miluim wants to suggest, and it could be. The Mechtam Eilah wants to say, according to the Avnei Miluim says, that's only if the Eved Kenani receives it himself, not if someone else does it for him. But Tosfos clearly is talking about someone else, the Teres Gittin says. So even if someone else is mekabel to get shichur for the Eved, we never say, kli shichurech me'al gabi akar. Okay? Oh, are there any Rishonim that say yes? The Ritva does, in Kedushin Dachlov Gimel Amar Aleph, writes Beferish, we say, kli Shicharech me'al gabi akarka. So it comes out to be a big machlokes. We want to say Tosfos says there's no problem with it. Tosfos and the Nesivos say there's no problem with the Michta Me'al, and there is a Ritva that says it is. If it would be a problem, it maybe should have been on the list on Daf. Should have been on the list on Daf Yud between Get and Shtar Shichar. Maybe it's a Raya that it's not a problem. Okay, you can get out of that Raya. But Lamaisa, that's the Shita by Kli Shicharech. And the Nesiva says Al Pisfar it makes sense. Even though we have a Xerashov of Lola by Gedish and Shtar Shichur, but that's only on the Shtar itself, not on the Ofen of the Nesina. This is on the Ofen of the Nesina. So why should you make a connection? Plus the fact the Rashba writes, and Daf Samach and Kedushin, that Xerashov of the Maisa, or he's talking actually about the Hekesh of Ayelitia, is not Lakol Mimu. It's not Lakol Mimu. It's not a complete comparison. Marshall also says it here on Samach Gimel and Mebeis. The heck is between a Vayetzi. But the Svar is that on the Ofen and the Sina, who says it was a Gzera Shava? So that's the Shita regarding Shtar Shichur. What about Kedushin? Do we say Tli Kedushin Sheikh Al Gabi Akarka? Is that good or not? So, the Avnei Miluim in Simon Lamed, Sifkat Na'alev, quotes three Shitas. First he quotes the Maharil, that it's bad, Ben Bekesef, Ben Beshtar. Then he says, Lafi the Rashbin, the Ran. It's only bad by Shtar Kedushin, a Vayelitziah, but by Kesef it's fine. And then the third sheet, he quotes the Marashtam, that it's good, Bein B'Kesef, Bein B'Shtar. Three sheets that he quotes. And again, that fits if you say the Rashba says the Hekesh is not Lakol Mili. Okay, now, I wanted to bring a riot that to say that it's good. Pli Kedusha Sech Me'agabe Akarka. Why would it be good? So, the truth is that the Rambam writes in Ishus, Perek Dalid, Halacha Chaf Aleph in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes, if a man throws kesef to her chatzar, it's fine, even if she's not omid b'tzad tzadeu. It's not mishtameris. Lecha Mishus says, why don't you need chatzar mishtameris? So kesef Mish gives two terutzim. Either the second terutz is he really do, he's referring to what he held in Hilchos Chiyah, even though Hilchos Chiyah comes afterwards. That's what the kesef Mishus says. And the second teretz he writes is that Kedusha is adifi mimatana. Why is Kedusha adifi mimatana? So maybe that's the Bira Dover. You don't need a Nesina, a formal din of Nesina by Kedusha. Pli Kedusha sech me'agabe akark is fine, as long as she's mekabelit, scoops it up. It doesn't have to be, she doesn't have to be omi b'tzat sadeu. And the truth is, the Rav said this pshat in the Tosfos and Kedusha. The Gemara says in Kedusha in Chesam and Beis that if a man says to the, if the woman says to the man, put the kesef kedushin on her rock. So Rashi says it works midin chatzar. It's mekudeshes. If it's a chatzar shel shneim, it's a teku. If it's his chatzar, it's not good. So Tosfos says it doesn't make any sense because chatzar shel shneim shouldn't be ein konin zemizeh. Why should it be teku? So Tosfos says it's all a manifestation of her smichas das. If she said put it on her rock, she's interested. If she said put it on his rock, she's not interested. If she said it, put it on a rock of both of them, then we're not sure. Take it. But Tosis doesn't masber how the kinyan was chal. So the Tosis HaRosh says he threw it at her and she caught it. She caught it. But the Rav said differently than Tosis HaRosh. The Rav said, you know what the pshat is in Tosis? He told him, put the money on the rock and she'll pick it up. Meaning, Kli, Kiddush HaShech, may I got back Arkas, fine. That's the pshat in Tosis. So the Rav learned pshat in that Tosis. There's no chisar of Kli, Kiddush HaShech, may I got back Arkas. No chisar, none whatsoever. And therefore, Lamais, it's fine. So that also speaks to that the Kiddushin is fundamentally going to be different. As we said, there are many shittas that also say by Shtar Shichur, and it really puts in the corner that get is really what it would be different, and that's why we have this din of what Kli Gitich Me'agabe Akarka. But what emerges is that from the beginning of the Perek, which I wanted to mention, is that how you learn up the Havamina is very germane to what exactly the Psul might be. So, just to close, getting back to that rush, when you would involve a goy, and they had that minhag that a Jewish husband would appoint a goy, and the goy would actually bring it to a Jewish shliach. Is that a concern of Kli Gitich Me'agabe Akarka? So that depends. Is Kli Gitich Me'agabe Akarka only at the Shas Chalos, or is it saying a different halacha? That any time anyone who's involved in it, who's not the husband, or not the shliach, that taka will be the chisarn. And that's the Bir Adavr and L'chazer Shlichus Etzel Abal, because the Nesimi hasn't been finished and she takes over, and that's the Bir Adavr L'maisa, whether you could have such a Havamina, whether he's Umid Das, that he's Nosan Ein of L'garsha. That would be the Bir in the concept of Kli Gitich Me'agabe Akarka. One sec. And the last thing is that the Marsha, I saw, comments on this sugya. He says, I don't know. He says, the Gemara didn't know the Mishnah. That's what he says. Losalka Daitin. What does the Marsha mean, Losalka Daitin? I think he means maybe what we were Masber, our Mahalach. That maybe the Gemara had a Havamina that you could explain away those two Mishnayas. And that's Taka what we're saying Yushalmi holds. I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, you could say he's giving her hana, though, at that time. He's giving her the hana. He's giving her the virtual hana, perhaps.
Maybe okay. Only when yeah. There's a chefta, then that's when you need a nesina. Meaning,
right, and that's what we said. It's when he's virtually giving reshuyos, he's giving that to her. Much like hana. And that's not a chisarn of Kli Gitich Me'agabe Akarka. He's giving her the reshuyos. Puts the get on his ground, and he's makner her the reshuyos. That the Mordechai and Tais is not a problem because he's makner virtually the Rishus. Exactly. When you're makner something, he's playing an active role, so it's not a problem. He's being makner or hana by Adam Choshev. That's not a problem if you're giving her something. Okay, we'll stop here.
So what's Pshat by Mechut? Yeah. Well, nice you're giving her the whole thing. Why is that not also an active role?
Because the get is the chef.